So I want you to be like Julie at the airport, okay? And I'm going to give you all the interest list phone number. So you're going to print that out. You're going to put it in your pocket or your smartphone or whatever. And then you see a woman or a parent or a caregiver with a baby and just say, hey, or with a child, I just want to make sure that you're on all the interest lists that you need to be on. I am this way. I embarrass my husband on a fairly routine basis by going up to strangers and having long, intimate conversations with them. But it's because kids and families need our help. You know, you have a baby, you're so excited, and then something happens. And this is what happened in my family. My sister and I, pregnant at the same time, I'm 5 years older, my sister, she had the lower risk pregnancy, but she was the one that had the medically fragile baby 29 days before I gave birth to my second son, okay? So this happens to everybody. And remember we were talking about the public relation aspect of Medicaid that we need to do? This is what I need y'all to help me with so that moms know, and parents and caregivers know that, A, there's help available to them, and just a little push on the phone number or the interest list they need to get involved in. So the Texas Medicaid program can be best described as a bramble bush of confusing programs that are written in a language that no one can understand, right? If you've read the MEPD, which I know you all have. But I want you to know that the Medicaid programs for kids, it's that same formulary. It's that same recipe that we talked about earlier and that Molly talked about earlier. But there's one type of program that requires that the child be disabled. And there's another type of program that does not require the child to be disabled. So we need to really dig down deep. When you're talking about kids' Medicaid, which kids' Medicaid are we talking about? And is it one that has a disability requirement? And does your kiddo meet this disability requirement? So I think Steve Dale and the speakers that have also come before me have done a great job about talking about Medicaid is more than health insurance. Supplemental needs trust protect individuals, sometimes from themselves, and also preserve benefits. And we talked about how Medicaid is a recipe, and that's true for children's Medicaid as well. And remember, there are certain programs that do not require a disability determination. And that's with the first slide we're going to start with. It's called TANF. It's temporary aid to needy families. And what I've tried to do with each program is break down that recipe, break down that formulary, so when the parent comes in, they don't say, we need STAR Plus waiver, or we need MDCP, we just need help. You're going to be able to figure out which is going to be the best program to maybe start with, then where you're going, and then maybe what will be long-term planning. And this TANF is temporary. So it's small cash with health insurance. There's no disability determination. I have the income calculations in the paper. It's a very intricate calculation based on the number of people that are living there. And the asset caps are listed there as well. Remember we talked about there are wait lists, there are interest lists. This is not one of them. There's no interest list, no wait list. And some of the programs will have special trust rules, and I've given you a little blurb on the PowerPoint. If you're looking for your PowerPoint in the materials, I don't think it's in the materials, but it should be on my briefcase right now, okay? Or you can have my hard copy after I get done. Okay, so then the next programs we're going to talk about are these TP programs. And what they're meant is for children who are living in poverty. This does not require a disability determination. Each of the income caps are going to be determined by the federal poverty guidelines, which are in the paper, and assets are not counted. There's no interest list, and there's no transfer penalty. So, you know, we have these low-income families that may need health insurance. These TP programs are Medicaid programs, and we can combine them with another program called Texas Health Steps to be able to expand the services that that child is receiving, and we'll go over that here in just a few minutes. I think a lot of people are familiar with CHIP. There's a little bit more publicity about CHIP, at least in the Houston area. But what it is, it's health insurance for a child, and it's from birth to age 18. And then we have our income. Remember, we have our income cap as part of that formulary, that it has to be at or below 201 of the FPIL, and that stands for the federal poverty income level, and all those charts are in your paper. There's no asset test, okay? And there's no weight or interest. There is a special trust rule that's listed up there on the slide. So we have TANF, we have CHIP. They provide health insurance to low-income families. So if you're a trust officer and you've got a low-income family that needs health insurance, you may want to take a look at these two funding sources. Because if we can have CHIP or TANF help pay for some things, if there's a trust or other monies available, we'll be able to stretch those assets longer and be able to provide, as Haley Greer says, a high quality of life for that beneficiary.